This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Wednesday, so that means we are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. That is Stephen DeAndrilli, who's still in town,
yep,
and Roger Katz, who's always in town.
I'm here, Bill.
Okay. So, gentlemen, I have looked at what you've been writing about and some of the things that have been published here recently. Where would we like to go today?
Well, Bill, there are so many things we could talk about, but I think with the time constraints that we have, we should try and narrow it down to what we think are three very important issues. One is the school safety issue. The other one is the boycotting of the NRA by major corporations. And the third is the one that needs to be constantly in our mind, in our thoughts, in our prayers, and we must be ever vigilant about, and that is national handgun carry reciprocity, which we cannot lose hope on, and we cannot stop putting the pressure. Now, Roger and I, we talked before the program extensively, and I'm going to spend a few minutes trying to lay out as briefly and as excitingly as I can for the your audience and our listeners, so we can have a great discussion. I gave a lot of thought to this, and being in New York City, surrounded by the majority of the people that walk the streets are, as we would say, extremely liberal, I wanted to find out where we can find a consensus on the issue of school safety. And what I did was in the last few days, I've spoken with 20, if not 30 people, some of whom I know personally, and some of which I just walked up to on the street. I went to a few public schools, even though I was a school teacher myself. I'm well familiar with the schools and this of security and some lack of security. But what I did was I asked them if we can have a conversation and agree that all of us as Americans certainly want our schools to be a safe place for our children. And narrowing it down to the schools and children, not ourselves, not anything else. Can we try and agree on certain things and not have a conversation about guns? You will not talk about looking to ban so-called assault weapons, which you don't even know what they are because they don't exist, or the AR-15, which you know nothing about. And I'm not going to talk about arming teachers and more people having more guns. Can we have that discussion? And if we can we come up with some possible solution here to get started? We can leave the other discussions for later. I was very surprised. Some of the most liberal of liberal said, yeah, I agree, we should have metal detectors. We should have video surveillance in our schools and in our hallways and in our entrances. We should have hall monitors. We should have an armed person at the door. Everyone who comes into a school should have ID and should be checked in after they go through a metal detector. They should be issued a pass telling them where they're going, who they're going to see, what floor they're on, et cetera, et cetera. I even mentioned that we have sky marshals that patrol our planes, and it's a program that works. Why not have school marshals? And guess what? It was a beginning. And when time permits, Roger and I are going to talk about this, and we're going to do some serious research, and I think we're going to pump out an article so that we can get people thinking along the same lines. That's what I think we need to do. The Arbitrist Quarrel this week wrote several articles, as you mentioned, you became familiar with, and Apple Land was good enough to post many of them on their site as well. But we do need to address the school safety issue. Now, on the subject of boycotts, Roger also did a lot of legal research, and I looked at other aspects of it. Boycotts against the NRA are illegal. They cannot be, you know, left unchallenged, and they should have consequences. And if they're against the NRA, anyone who's an NRA member, actually what they're doing is it's the equivalent of what Hillary Clinton called all of us deplorables. So I'm an NRA member, I'm deplorable because the NRA is deplorable. We need to address that issue. And again, we need to go back to national carrier reciprocity. Tonight on the news, here in New York, but since it's national, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, all the major news, mainstream news medias had an unreasonable amount of news coverage. I would say at least 15 minutes of the half hour bashing the NRA, calling for more gun legislation, asking for legislators to ban this, any kind of semi-automatic. It's all about guns to them. So we cannot compromise on that issue as well. In my conversations, I made it clear I will never, ever compromise on the Second Amendment and what I believe it to be. All right? We can compromise on other things, but we cannot ever give up our rights. That's my intro.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think the gun grabbers who don't really get paid, they don't pay too much attention to detail, is NRA a generic term now, like Xerox, when they're talking about just Second Amendment advocacy? Are they trying to encompass gun owners of America? Because, you know, Larry Pratt gets out there when nobody else gets out there. Before NRA ever gets out there, he's out there. Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, he's a talking head on a lot of things, too. So it's not like they're not out there. They're not visible. Do you think they just assigned, is NRA just a generic term now?
The NRA is the foremost organization that everyone knows about, pro and anti-gun, and especially anti-gun and big liberals. The NRA is the organization to take down. Every other organization, the Second Amendment Foundation, Larry Pratt, the gun rights policy guys, Ammo Land, you, us, we are, you know, in the fight as well, but we're not the big guys. If you take down the NRA, it's like taking down the United States. Any country who could take down us, well, then the whole world would be afraid of them.
You
so their focus, in my opinion, is against the NRA.
For a moment, we pointed out, and no one ever mentions this, that the NRA is the first civil rights organization. It was created in 1871. When you compare that to the NAACP, which, of course, no one would attack. That came, about 25 years or so later, or 20 years later, 1909. But the fact that it's demonized and it's referred to, going back to what Bill alluded to, it's become generic. It's always referred to as the gun lobby or that lobby, almost as a verb, but certainly as a pejorative. Something negative. But if one would realize that basically the whole purpose of the NRA originally was basically gun safety and training individuals in the military and the law enforcement how to shoot and how to maintain guns properly. But then in recent years, the ILA got involved. But think about it. The purpose of the NRA is to support, strengthen one of our most cherished fundamental rights. If anything should be denigrated, it should be these organizations that seek to destroy our fundamental rights.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll continue this on the other side. We're talking to the guys from Arbitrist Quarrel. Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli from Arbalest Quarrel about the state of affairs that we find ourselves operating in today. Who is taking it from here, fellas?
Well, I cut you off, Stephen. You want to chime in again. I'm sorry.
No, not at all, Roger. I think I've got everyone listening to hopefully think about the big
the big topics tonight. Let's not forget to wrap up each segment with the 202 number to call. And I'll do the raising the flag and letting everyone know that complacency is not welcome here. We must all act together, and we must all do our part to start letting our representatives know that we really are being attacked now. The Second Amendment is really under siege. And it doesn't matter if you're in New York, Chicago, or any major city, San Francisco, or you're all the way out in rural Montana, the Tetons in Wyoming, or even down south. They're really going full steam ahead. You can see that. You don't believe me? Turn on any mainstream news TV station right now and listen to the regular news, and you'll hear very little except a lot of anti-gun rhetoric. And politicians are going to get very nervous if they don't hear those phones ringing telling them, we've got your back. We want you to vote this way. We want you to not cow down to this pressure. It's going to be temporary. The Second Amendment's around a long time, and we're going to keep it there. And just, don't give up. And this is the way you should vote. And yes, we want school security, but we're not going to compromise on our Second Amendment rights one bit, period. And if our politicians hear that message, they'll feel a little wind in their sail, and they'll feel stronger to not cave in. Otherwise, remember, they want to get voted in. If they don't hear from us because we're too lazy, we think we've got it made, you're going to go home, open up that six-pack, and just relax after a hard day's work. Well, then guess what? You deserve to have your gun taken away. That's my opinion. So we need to incorporate that every time we talk. Everyone is in this together. We must act, and we must act quickly, because the momentum, the money being spent on this is unbelievable. I'm in a state of shock, and it takes a lot to shock me. But no, Roger, I would like you to eloquently talk about the legal aspects here that we have. And again, just remember, every segment, that 202 number should be in everybody's cell phone and pass it on. And now we have to boycott any companies that are boycotting the NRA.
Well, first of all, let's give Bill's listeners the phone numbers. 202 is the area code for Washington, D.C. For the U.S. Senate, the number is 202-224-3121. That's 224-3121. And for the House of Representatives, it's 225-3121. 225-3121.
Right. And to know what to say, they all they have to do is go on the Obelisk Quarrel or Ammoland Shooting Sports News or call in Bill's show, and we'll tell you at the end of each article, whatever the topic is, we'll tell you one or two sentences exactly what you need to say to your congressman or your senator. So there's no excuse.
All right. Well, one thing I want to mention, and I think, Stephen, you have been very clear about it, is that anyone who supports the Second Amendment basically is in a castle under siege. And it's a horrible position to be in. Stephen and I have talked to friends, and the friends that are highly intelligent. But when it comes to this issue of firearms, you cannot have an intelligent conversation with anyone. As soon as you mention that semi-automatic, so-called assault weapons, such as the AR-15, that there's no reason for a person in this day and age to own one, if you were to attack that idea at all, they would clam up and they would get angry. And we may have lost a couple friends over this very issue. But we have to, look, everyone has to take a stand, and we believe that we're right. Anyone who supports the Bill of Rights, I believe, is on the proper side. Anyone who is against that, well, I think that that's reason to question. Clearly, ever since this recent tragedy, the anti-gun people have used it as a basically as an opportunity that should be wasted. And as I see it, there's a two-pronged attack. One of them is directly against guns and, by extension, gun owners. And they're calling on Congress and on the states to for a whole new slew of repressive gun laws against the so-called assault weapons. In fact, I believe Rick Scott of Florida is now being pressured to do just that, and also to up the age of those who can purchase an AR-15, if it's available at all, to 21, which is absurd when you think that there should be any exemption for individuals at 18 years old to go fight in various wars overseas. So which is it? Is it 18 or 21? The other thing is the attack on the NRA directly. And the way that they're doing it, apart from just disparagingly referring to the NRA as the gun lobby in the press, is this thing with the boycott. And that's what our new article is about. And I'm not sure how much more time I have in this segment, but I wanted to define
boycott. You got about a minute.
Boycott. Okay, boycott is a legal term of art. As defined in Black's Law Dictionary, it's just basically an action designed to achieve the social or economic isolation of an adversary. Okay, what's that? Oftentimes it's tied to attempts by companies themselves to restrain trade. They enter into secret agreements. It's as if, let's say, BP and Shell entered into a secret agreement to push Sunoco out of business. That would be what they're doing is a type of boycott. And it's illegal under the antitrust provisions of the Sherman Act that prohibit any contracts or combinations or conspiracies to restrain trade. What we're talking about here is a little bit different. And in the next segment, I'll get into it. But it has to do with this issue of so-called political or social boycott. That's a little bit different. And the question is, are those legal under the Sherman Antitrust Act?
Okay, let me get you held up right there.
You're supposed to look at.
Yeah. Let me get you held up right there. We'll be right back. We're talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guests this hour for Marvelous Quarrel are Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz. And I had to interrupt you there because I was listening to you too long, too hard. So please continue, sir.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I'm quoting now from an article by an attorney, Carl Boyd, B-O-Y-D. He defines a political boycott, and for one second, before I get into that, think of just a regular boycott. We think of picket lines, and then a group of, let's say, union workers are picketing, telling people don't enter the store because the management does not pay us a living wage. That's the sort of typical boycott that you run into, and that's perfectly legal as long as the individuals picketing don't actually constrain individuals from entering stores. And that would raise some other issues. But we think about it basically in economic terms. Though it could have a political component when you think, for example, anti-discrimination boycotts. And here's where I read that passage. A political boycott is one in which the primary goal of the protesters is to change governmental policy or to secure the enactment of new laws. This term includes anti-discrimination boycotts, which are not primarily directed at economic opportunities such as jobs. One major distinction between political and economic boycotts is that the political boycott is basically secondary, with its primary focus on forcing the boycott target to use its influence to seek governmental change. Many boycotts have involved a political element. Well, that, you know, you get into what is primary, what is secondary, economic, political. You have to look at what is it that the parties that are attempting to constrain a company are doing, and whether that
constraint is lawful or whether it isn't. In the case of individuals that are bringing action against the NRA, against companies, let's see, who are some of them? Hertz, Enterprise, United Airlines, Delta, MetLife, FedEx. It's one thing for these anti-gun groups to say, look, these are companies that have partnership arrangements with the NRA, and we do not believe that you should do business with these companies. If you were going to rent a car, then do it from Avis or some other company that does not in any way have an affiliation with the NRA. Now, that would be perfectly acceptable. In fact, that's pretty much consistent with anyone using their First Amendment right to stand for a particular point. We support the Second Amendment. These anti-gun groups like Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety, the Brady Group against handgun violence. It's one thing for them to throw out flyers, to talk up the benefits as they see it of their agenda to constrain the Second Amendment. But it's quite another when they use their power, their clout, to attempt to change the policies, the business policies of companies. So when you have now companies like Delta that offer discounts to NRA members, and you have anti-gun groups and whoever it is behind them, obviously very powerful people that are bringing their clout to bear, this comes very close to extortion, because they're basically telling Delta, and they're telling, let's say, Amazon that has this NRA TV, and FedEx that apparently also has that, that if you do not cut ties with the NRA, we're going to essentially force you out of business. That essentially is extortion, and that is exactly what these people, we believe, are attempting to do. And we get
hey, Roger, can I ask, can I butt in something? I just thought of something. Is there a difference if these companies are publicly held and traded companies on the stock exchange, or if these companies are getting special tax exemptions in various states like Delta in Georgia, or if they're private companies? Is there any difference between publicly held private corporations and or the size of the corporation?
No, as far as I can tell, no. Extortion is illegal. Whether you're the party that's attempting to extort or threaten another company or a company official, whether that's a public publicly traded company or a privately held company, it makes no difference.
So what can we do legally then to immediately start putting the pressure on these companies and support the companies that are not boycotting the NRA? Like, for example, I fly a lot, and I fly on Delta, and I'm flying on United. United, so far, I haven't heard is part of this, but I heard Delta is. Now, what do I do? If I already have a ticket, it's hard to cancel a ticket, but should I not fly Delta anymore? Should I be calling up Delta and letting them know how I feel? Can I call up Delta and reach somebody?
You may have more than that. We may have a class action suit against these anti-gun companies.
Now I'm getting excited. How about your listeners? Are we now getting excited? A class action suit. I think that would be a nice ringtone to it. Yes. And when you get your gas, if you get Exxon or Shell or any of these companies, we hear BP, they're jumping on the bandwagon. We need to include. I think this is Roger. I'm really happy you said that. Class action lawsuit. Yes. Yes.
Well,
hey, Bill, do you do business with any companies that you could think about that you might have a second thought?
Well, I mean, here's my thought on this. Right now, the boomerang effect is happening to them a lot. Delta's based out of Atlanta, and they're getting ready to lose a tax cut they were going to be given.
But our governor, Andrew Cuomo, just invited Delta to New York with a big tax incentive. So now okay. he's throwing a little wrench in the wheel there too. But yeah, I understand that. Okay, so what do you think is gonna? How do you think? I didn't mean to bug in like that, but I'm just really excited about what Roger said. So okay, I know Atlanta is the busiest airport in the world, and Delta happens to be headquartered there, and the governor of Georgia, I'm very happy to hear what he said about, yeah, taking away their tax exemptions. Well, what do you think is going to happen, and how can we start expediting that movement?
Well, I think they're doing a pretty good job of their own, aren't they? I mean, they're not getting the blowback they're getting on this. Their profile is dropping precipitously as we go along, and they're not... They're not going to come out. They're not going to come out real good.
I don't think so either, because I don't know how many college kids can afford to FedEx things back and forth. I know that major corporations. I know that I know Vinny. I know a lot of companies have FedEx accounts, do $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year in FedExing. They would jump over to DHL if DHL was, not going to be on this, UPS, or use the U.S. Postal Service as long as they're not infiltrated. But, they're threatening, we're not going to use Federal Express anymore. Oh, okay.
Well, Federal Express isn't boycotting. They're just anti-gun. They'll take the money, but they're not boycotting. We're going into the last break on the hour, so let me get you guys to hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel tonight. We're talking about the world we live in. And, by the way, I don't mean to be, dismissive of this boycott thing. I just think, in a lot of cases, the gun grabbers do so many things to grandstand and to get out there and be that greasy wheel. So sometimes I like to take away their power.
Well, I wish that we could, Bill, but they are anything if not tenacious. And they look at new avenues of attack. They look at old avenues, maybe with a new twist. We see, obviously, going after the AR-15 model semi-automatic rifles as a basically an old tack that they're just jumping on again. The boycotts are, I think, relatively new. Now, we do know that these anti-gun groups have brought actions, legal actions, as well as which they thought that would be more successful against gun manufacturers, even with novel theories of incorporating product liability. But boycotts is another avenue of attack. Of course, any firearms manufacturer, Remington or Smith & Wesson or Sturm Ruger or Colt or any of them, that's their business. That's their livelihood. And the kind of boycott that the anti-gun groups would use against them can only really not be effective except to try to convince the public not to buy guns. But when you're dealing with other forms of companies, such as airline companies and Apple and Amazon, this is different. Their line of work isn't really selling guns. They might sell books about guns, for example, on Amazon, and who knows, they may attack that as well. But the problem there is that they're trying to affect policies of companies. So they're basically saying, look, we don't want you to deal with NRA. Now, who the hell are they to tell a business whom they may do business with? It's not as if they're doing business with a drug cartel, and yet, of course, the way that they treat the NRA, you would think that it was somehow akin to a criminal syndicate, the way that they talk. But it isn't. Now, there's different, there's different liberty interests and property interests at stake here. Now, the interest that these anti-gun people would rely on, if there was any pushback on a class action against them, would be that, well, they're just exercising their First Amendment rights. Well, the fact is that the companies that are affected, when they are told, well, I don't want you to give NRA discounts to NRA members, that's affecting a company's property interest. But you know what's more? It's affecting my interest. That's where I get into this possibility of a class action, because it's a discriminating against a group of people, those people that happen to be members of the NRA and who seek to take advantage of discounts that companies offer them. And so you have these anti-gun groups that are insinuating their a political agenda and social agenda on the business practices of companies that are perfectly legal. And on my right as a citizen and a member of the NRA to take advantage of the benefits that these companies seek to offer, to basically tell these companies, well, we don't like your policy. They're basically affecting that individual's First Amendment rights. They're constraining dissent, just as we see on many of these college campuses. You can say whatever you want as long as we agree with it. And that's absolutely absurd. They do not believe in supporting First Amendment rights except their own. And they don't believe in property rights except those that would benefit them personally. So I think that there are many avenues of attack here, possibly tort actions against these anti-gun groups, that if we can find out precisely how they are attempting to coerce, extort, threaten these companies to change their policy, to affect their business practices, which is way, way beyond simply talking to the public through the mainstream media saying, well, don't deal with Hertz, or don't fly on Delta, or don't buy from Amazon. And they know that that wouldn't work, so they realize that they have to be more intrusive, more insidious, more secretive. And they are butting up against the statutes like the antitrust Sherman statute, and they are also butting up against our sacred rights, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the property right interest and due process interest in the Fifth and 14th Amendments. This cannot be tolerated, and it should not be. And if we had a truly supportive press, they would bring these matters out. Unfortunately, we don't have that because the mainstream media is in lockstep with these companies. And then I would like to point out, too, which maybe some people feel far afield, but I really believe that there is an internationalist, globalist agenda here as well. We see it in treaties that the United Nations has, attempting to constrain gun running, but really attempting to control our gun laws. And I just see that in this attempt to whittle away at the Second Amendment and to constrain the First Amendment and to denigrate the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. And by the same token, to raise the rights of individuals that shouldn't even have any rights here, illegal aliens. And we are living in a topsy-turvy world and a topsy-turvy country. And it's one that, my God, if Clinton were elected, we would be seeing changes that would be hard to envision, except in a work of fiction. But we are seeing these nonetheless, even with a Republican Congress. and with a Republican president. And we see the impact of politics basically intruding on all spheres of life. But this cannot be condoned, and we do have to take a stand, and a very strong stand. And I think that Congress can do its part by enacting laws that would constrain these anti-gun groups by taking measures that really transcend mere attempts to project a particular political and social agenda. That would be a First Amendment right, but by attempting to control the affairs of business to adopt their particular agenda, which these businesses apparently don't agree to, and threaten them with basic economic hardship if they don't kowtow, then this has to be constrained. This has to be dealt with.
And what numbers can they call to start this action going?
Well, you got 40 seconds to give it out, so go.
So, Roger. 202-224-3121.
Do it again.
House of Representatives, 202-225-3121. Tell Congress to enact laws to prevent anti-gun groups from coercing and threatening retaliatory action against companies that do not adopt their political or social views. This is against the property rights of companies, and it's an attack on a group of people, billions of people in this country, that wish to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
And you can read about it on the Obelisk Quarrel. It will be posted either tonight or early tomorrow, and it will also be on Hamilton Shooting Sports News, and it will be posted on Lock and Load Radio.
All right. And we are out of here with this hour. Thanks for joining me, guys. Hour number two is coming up.
This is
Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I think my boss wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.